Okay, welcome everyone to our Land of Joy Waitara retreat. This will be our third one actually of more than a few days, and we started this retreat 2 years ago, which was 2019. We did a retreat at Land of Joy, and we liked it so much that I thought to the SBC at the time that rather than doing something, a different retreat next year, why not have some continuity so that the Waitara practitioners can continue to grow and we can tap in. And what's happened is we've become somewhat of a community. And since of last November, we've been meeting once a month. And now Christine and Eric, who are very old friends of mine from the United States, it's kind of unbelievable that I've reconnected with friends that I've known since I was just a young teenager, have offered to host it on twice a month if we want to do that. So I think I might've said before, so you need to write to Land of Joy if you'd like to do that. But and thank you to Steph and Faye, and a big really appreciation to Land of Joy and to everyone who created Land of Joy. I know it was a wish and a hope for the UK Dharma community for a long, long time, many years, to have a retreat center out in the country. And if you've never been there, it's a magnificent place. I remember my friend Violette says, oh, it's just like being an upstairs, downstairs, because it's a great old Victorian house. I guess it's Victorian, I think so. And with grounds, and it's out in the middle of the sheep country. So it's like being in the Far From the Madding Crowd movies and all these, you know, it's just a great place. And I really hope that one day we'll be able to go back. And I won't say too much, but I think of all the practices that can help with the pandemic, I think Waitara is very, very important. I know His Holiness has said green Tara, but I think Waitara is also especially important. And I had thought to take a moment to introduce everyone, because I've been doing the Zoom a few times over the last years, and you know, we see each other's pictures and it takes a while to do that. But I think since probably half the people are asleep now, that maybe in the afternoon, all you can just do is say your name and hello, just so we kind of connect. But we won't do that this morning, because I think this is our UK Europe group. So I guess, and also Julie has suggested that we keep our count, mantra count, but rather than repeat myself, I think I'll say all this in the afternoon when everyone's here. Most everyone will be here in the afternoon. But I will mention now that we sent out an email this morning suggesting, I think most of you know this already, that if you can, this is 4 days, and if you can, if you wish to, if you have the time and the opportunity to make this more of a retreat than just two sessions a day, then I really encourage you to do a session in the morning and a session in the evening. And what we found, that it's a very, really powerful practice. And I remember last November, I just wanted to keep going after our I think it was 5 days. So what do we always do first? We start with our first welcome, everyone. And thank you so much for coming. And thank you for everyone who's made this situation. I'd like to especially thank Jeff, who's really helped me to be in this very conducive place and a situation where I can communicate with Zoom. Before, where I lived, I had no internet, so it wouldn't have been possible. And so let's just maybe start with a bit of gratitude. Remembering the kindness of others that have created the situation that we are here, that allows us to be here today. not just our parents, but all the people in our lives, even those that we've had difficulty with. Sometimes we can, if we really work at it, they can be a great source of gratitude, because that's how we've learned to grow, isn't it? Through our disappointments, our griefs, our abandonment, our anger. We don't have to leave anything out of our gratitude time. In fact, we don't leave anything out at any time. One thing we create with this group experience is an outer space and an inner space where whatever arises in our mind is welcome. No need to push away unpleasant feelings, especially about ourselves, or questions about the future, questions about the things coming up from the past. We just let them come and float like waves in the water. So as we create our inner environment of leisure and endowments, we can visualize the object of refuge, in this case, if you want it to be something very simple, just white tar, who we know is the essence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Dakas and Dakinis and protectors, and especially the essence of the main teacher that inspires us to practice, and all of our teachers, it says in the Lam Rim that we shouldn't even leave out our mundane teachers, like our moms who taught us how to tie our shoes, or maybe an older sister or brother. And feeling incredible gratitude for the blessings that come from the teachings, our intent on studying, learning, meditating. Remembering the kindness of the Guru and the kindness of Lama Tsongkhapa, who wrote the Lam Rim, the kindness of Tilopa, who gave the teachings to Naropa. Gratitude for understanding the interconnectedness of all of us, that is now being proven by science, that our thoughts, and that's one thing good about Zoom. We've noticed how, even though we're miles and miles apart, we can still connect in the thought sphere, in the realm of the heart. So reaching out and connecting with everyone that's here. Maybe imagining them in the room with us as if we were at Land of Joy. And feeling the goodness of everyone's heart. We're all here. Open the good heart. Realize our true nature, one day to understand non-conceptual emptiness, beyond understanding, just being present, being connected. And then we can extend our gratitude to our Father on our right and our Mother on our left. Even if we didn't have the best relationship with our parents, still, the kindness is there. Even the gratitude for the lessons we've learned from struggling with our parents, if that's the case. And our family and friends, our villages and towns, all sentient beings. With this outer environment settled, then we begin to focus on inside our hearts, feeling our bodies, turning our focus to our breath, feeling the tension that might be in the legs or the shoulders, and using the breath to relax the winds that flow through the body by gently breathing in. With the exhale, just letting go. The arms and the hands and the fingers feel like they're opening up, soothing relaxation down the legs, feeling the toes, the bottoms of the feet, breathing in the belly, loosening your pads if they're tight, and just bringing the awareness to the base of the spine. As we're breathing in, still within this environment of gratitude, just breathing in the blessings of Tara and allowing that to fill our inner experience with warm, comforting, loving feelings. Letting the breath begin to fill up the middle part of the body, all around the lung, the air, the lower lungs, the solar plexus area. Letting the breath lift the rib cage up as the diaphragm opens down and up. Feel that space inside the body that's full of light and warmth, love, gratitude. Relaxing the brow, opening the inside of the back of the mouth, the tongue, letting the jaw relax. The tongue very gently touching the roof of the mouth behind the teeth. from the crown of the head, just coming home to the inside. Continuing this breathing relaxation, we take a moment to, with another part of our awareness, just become aware of the suffering of the world. I think most of us feel that pretty acutely. All the levels and all the realms, all the beings. Can include particular situations or people that we know. And just allow ourselves to feel that strong wish for all beings to be happy, free of suffering, and for all beings to eventually go beyond having a body and a mind. As Lama Zopa Rinpoche says, five contaminated aggregates controlled by delusion and karma. Seeing the world out there concretely existing, caught in the web of victim, perpetrator, not understanding karma. Just developing that strong, strong wish to go beyond that, to transcend that, to experience. Taking divine pride and clear appearance of the deity all the way to enlightenment. I must benefit sentient beings, and I really want to attain enlightenment for all of them. Here, creating the cause for good health for all my gurus, for all the situations on this planet, personal, social, economic, environmental, political, everything that's going on, the disease. Psychological impacts of being in lockdown for a year, all of these things can take into our heart and melt the power of bodhicitta as we do this practice. And then take a moment, if you have particular personal wishes. Affirmations, psychological, spiritual, emotional, physical, whatever, however, what you need now in your life right now that will help you on the path. And then before we start the sadhana, just take a moment to flash in the fact and the feeling of the eye. Just imagine that turning into space. There is awareness. There is mind. I that is experiencing this is like a mirage, only appearing moment to moment because of awareness. Because there is an object, there appears to be a subject. It's just the mirage that comes from having five aggregates. Just the way a mirage appears because of heat on the desert. When those conditions come together, we see a mirage. And when the conditions come together for a mind to apprehend an object, there appears a truly existent subject. If we recollect that the object is dependent arising, then also the subject I, merely appearing on the base. And this refuge, combined with the relative bodhicitta, is the path to liberation. Moment to moment, day by day, month by month. So let's make a strong determination to remember, to recollect this truth as we continually apprehend objects, the subject that appears to be existing from its own side, the great cosmic joke. So now we can start. I and all living beings, as extensive as space, from today on until the essence of enlightenment is achieved, take refuge in the glorious holy gurus. We take refuge in the complete Buddha Bhagavans. Take refuge in the holy Dharma. Take refuge in the Supreme Assembly. I take refuge in the Venerable Lady, White Tara, the wish-fulfilling wheel, and the complete entourage of deities. So then we just stop and experience that. Those light rays pouring in. If you like, you can see the 21 Taras. Yeah, make your refuge visualization as simple or as complex as suits you. The main thing is taking refuge in that. And I'll shut up. Requesting the blessings. Namo Gurave. Namo Bhunaya. Namo Dhammaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo Guruve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Namo Gurave, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. In order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha for the sake of all living beings, I will enter into the sadhana of White Tara, the wish-fulfilling wheel. In order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha for the sake of all living beings, I will enter into the sadhana of White Tara, the wish-fulfilling wheel. In order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha for the sake of all living beings, I will enter into the sadhana of White Tara, the wish-fulfilling wheel. May all living beings be endowed with happiness and the causes of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all living beings be endowed with the happiness that is free from suffering. May all living beings remain in a state of equanimity, free of the mind that attaches to the appearance of inherent existence and the object that it grasps, cause, aversion, and attachment. Gods and Asuras with their crowns bow down to your lotus feet. I prostrate to the Mother Tara, the liberator of baseless needs. And now imagine that in the presence of this magnificent, glorious, enlightened, beautiful Mother Tara, we offer everything in the world, everything that is enjoyments to our six senses, and everything in the whole mandala. Oh, the ground is blessed with sand and with flowers strewn, adorned with Mount Meru, the four lands, sun and moon, transformed as a pure land, and offered may all wandering beings in this Buddha land. All those objects of my mind's three poisons, coveted friend, foe, and stranger, body, wealth, worldly pleasure, without a feeling of loss, I surrender, receive them, please, and free all beings from their bondage. Please, precious Guru Mother Tara, please bless my mind and the mind of all sentient beings to be free from all the wrong views, from incorrect devotion to the virtuous friend up to the subtle dual view. Please bless my mind and the mind of all sentient beings to gain all the realization. And please bless my mind and the mind of all sentient beings to be free from all outer, inner, secret obstacles. Idam Guru Radna Mandalakam Niryatayam. Collecting the emptiness of myself, the mandala, the offering objects, who we're offering to. I take refuge in the three jewels. I regret all my unwholesome deeds. I rejoice in the merit of all living beings. I will uphold bodhicitta until enlightenment. I take refuge until complete enlightenment in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. In order to fulfill the purpose of myself and others, I generate the mind of enlightenment. Having generated the mind of enlightenment, I invite all living beings as my guests. I will remain in this excellent conduct of the bodhisattvas. Thereby may I achieve the state of a Buddha in order to benefit all living beings. So then the field of accumulation, Mother Tara and her entourage dissolve slowly into the subtle spring drop realized Dharmakaya union of bliss and emptiness. Her mind the form of this very bright, bright white drop about the size of a mustard seed as the nuclear energy power of enlightenment. That comes to the crown of our heads, enters through the crown, pauses for a moment at the crown chakra, filling the body with white light and the sound of Om as our body is completely purified. Purifying all the obstacles to realizing their manakaya. Holy mind of Tara comes to the throat chakra, filling the body with, throughout the channels there, with red light, the sound of awe, purifying speech, purifying our winds. Purifying impure appearances. The seed of Sambhogakaya. We experience great bliss pouring throughout the subtle veins. The subtle winds are empowered with Tara's holy winds. Removing all the knots, clearing all the knotties. Empowering us to feel the divine pride, clear appearance. Mostly here, the clear appearance of the deity as it comes, when it comes. And then dropping into the heart. Very center of our heart chakra, going out the blue light, sound of Om, purifying all grasping and inherent existence on a grosser level, all of our propensities to experience emotional afflictions, the way we project our lives out in the world, purifying all those projections, all those emotional projections, those karmic projections, and ultimately the greatest one, which is me, purifying all of that. And we take a moment to recollect all three purifying subtle stains remaining for Sambhogakaya. And then our body dissolves, our winds dissolve into the drop at the heart, inspired and empowered by Tara's presence. And we'll take a moment in silence to, if you've had the empowerments to do the dissolution and arise as the deity, then please do that. Otherwise, you can continue to imagine that Tara's on the crown of your head. moved by the winds of years of meditating on bodhicitta. Of all sabhava shuddha sava namasabhava shuddha aham emptiness. Myself, all phenomena are completely empty. And then out of emptiness comes this little palm, which becomes a white lotus. From a moon disk. On top of that, my own consciousness arises in the form of a white syllable tongue that emanates rays of multicolored lights, rainbow lights. These lights go out and touch all sentient beings, and they also become white taras. And the light rays again go out and make offerings to all these taras. As Buddhas, we're making offerings to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the form of Tara, Dakas, Dakinis, protectors. In the nature of bliss and emptiness, always recollecting that throughout the sadhana that the experiencer here is just merely arising moment by moment, not truly existent. Always part of the mind is in the Dharmakaya. Part of the experience. So then these lights come back, bringing more blessings. And instantly I rise as the Venerable Arhatara, experiencing bliss and emptiness all throughout the body, mind, white body, one face, two arms, hands. The right hand, the left hand is at the heart and holds between the thumb and ring finger the stem of Nupala flower. The blossoms at the level of my ear were three blossoms. The center one full, the right one having already blossomed and gone to fruit, and the left one not yet opened. These symbolize the Buddhas of the three times, past, present, future. My right hand is in the gesture of supreme giving at my knee. I'm adorned with jewel ornaments and clad in a variety of silken garments. My upright body is supported by a moon disc, and I am seated in the Vajra position. At my crown is a white om, at my throat a red ah, and at my heart is a blue hum. And at the heart on a moon disc is the white syllable tam. Now we can visualize the hum in the heart of the tam. Or the tongue and the drop of the hum. I think easier maybe put the hum in the drop of the tongue. Which emanates rays of light inviting from Patala Buddha field in the south, the venerable wish-fulfilling Arhatara surrounded by the assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So these are the wisdom beings coming to abide in our commitment being. Za hum bam ho. So then we feel even more strongly divine pride and clear appearance. I prostrate to Mother Tara, the liberator of beings from existence, the one who liberates from the eight worldly fears with Tutare, who frees from all illnesses with Ture, All the wisdom, compassion, and activities of the Buddhas appears in the form of the extremely beautiful goddess. To the one who is brilliantly white, who holds an opal flower in her hand, and who bestows longevity and supreme attainments to sentient beings, I bow. At the heart chakra of Tara is an eight-spoked wheel with a hub and three rims. At the center on a moon disk is my own mind, is the white Tom, encircled by the mantra for increase. So this is the same Tom we've already visualized. So around that Tom is the mantra, Om Tari Chi Tari Turi Mama Ari Puninjana Pushtim Kuruye Soha. And the eight spokes, which are near the hub of the wheel, is Tari Chi Tari Turi Soha. And then the rest of the vowels, they're out on the rim of the wheel. So in the inner bit, the closest one to the inside, are the vowels. Om a a e e u u ri ri li li a a a a om a so ha. Then outside of them are the consonants arranged clockwise. Om ka ka ga ga na cha 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 na cha 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 da na cha 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 da na pa 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 ba ma ya wa la wa sha 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 ha sha so ha. And on outside of that is the dependent arising mantra arranged also clockwise. Om ye dharma hetu prabhava hetu teshan tatagata hi avada teshan chayo niroda evam vadi mahashramani soha. The tam and all the letters of the mantra are in the nature of light, and dewdrops of nectar and light stream forth from these letters. So then we can imagine that our crown is the lord of the family Amitayas. Red in color with one face and two arms, holding a golden vase filled with the nectar of immortality in the gesture of meditative equipoise. Clad in silk and jeweled ornaments, he sits in the Vajra position. He is adorned at the heart with the red syllable Hri, from which hook-like red rays of light emanate in all the 10 directions, collecting all of my life energies that have been robbed, stolen, or caused to be taken away or scattered by human and non-human beings, as well as the essence of the five great elements and the life energy and merits of all living beings, the brilliance and dignity of the three worlds, and so forth. So first we can imagine all the life energies going out from our past lives, where we died before our lifespan, karmic lifespan was finished. Those come back into the vase. Five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and space, heal all the imbalances of our elements, all the merits of all the sentient beings and higher level beings. In other words, all the wealth and goodness and good health and all the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of the Guru, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas collect back in the form of the nectars and rays of light of different colors and absorb into the vase in Amitai's lap. So take a moment to recollect what needs to be healed in your life. If there's a particular person, you could visualize them also at your heart, beings that need healing. Then the white nectar overflows, enters the crown, absorbing into the wheel, the mantra, and the seed syllable at the heart. And so from that, the nectars go out as we recite the mantra and fill the entire body. And the body is completely cleansed. All the elements are restored. All the unwholesome imprints are purified. All the illnesses are gone. all of our obstacles, disturbances, all of our unhealthy emotional projections, all of our wrong views are completely purified, restoring our life energies, merits, broken vows, and commitments. We attain the city of long life and immortality. And so as we recite the mantra, we imagine this pouring into us and going out through our bodies and then out through our pores to all the sentient beings, particularly those that need our care and healing. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayurponi Jana Pushtim Kurye Soho. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayurponi Jana Pushtim Kurye Soho. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayur Puni Jnana. Om dare tu dare ture mama ayu puninyana pushtin kurye so. Feel certainty that what we've been imagining is complete. Remembering that the mantra itself is in the nature of love, and empty, it's empty, the sound. Then just gently imagining ourselves to be enclosed in this protection wheel, much like the Yamantaka wheel, if you know that. White wheel made of meteorite, a lot of space inside, surrounding us like two hats, two Tibetan hats, round hats joined together with 10 spokes in the 8 directions and above and below, very sharp points turning clockwise in extremely fast speed. So we just take a moment to really cut the obstacles. As the wheel turns and flames of light burn and swirl, disturbing all the forces and completely burn all obstacles for ourselves, those we pray for, like feathers burning up in a fire. We can make this very large. Surrounding our house. Then we return to paying attention to the wheel and the mantras at my heart. And we start with the 6 meditations on the colors and the powers of the colors. With the normal Tara mantra, and if you have a way of counting, maybe we'll count the mantras today. But no worries. Don't worry about it if you don't. So from the wheel and the mantras at my heart, first we have the white light rays going out, filling my entire body. Then purifying, pacifying all these illnesses, these emotional patterns that get us into trouble, these things that we carry from life to life that we can let go of now. All of our ignorance and obscurations, our unwholesome imprints of activities, and patterns, all these patterns, and all the obstacles to our long life and good health. And first they fill us up and then they go out, pacifying all sentient beings, particularly our gurus. I'd like to make special prayers for Osalhita, Amsoparmache, His Holiness, our gurus, pacifying all their obstacles. Om Tare Tu Tare Tare Sa Om Tare. And then the white rays can continue to reside in the mantra as the white rays become the yellow rays, filling the body, and then out to all the sentient beings, particularly our gurus, Sohita, bringing about the increase of life, of merit, wisdom, hearing, contemplation, meditation, increase in power, and increase in wealth, increase in whatever needs increasing in your life, increasing in love, understanding, patience, concentration, joyous effort, generosity. I'm increasing our divine pride and clear appearance with every breath, recollecting emptiness, appearing in the form of this light, beautiful light goddess, light body goddess, radiating the crystal light, radiating the yellow light. And then the yellow light rays slowly change to red. The power and capacity of control, to control my own mind, control my winds, control my ignorance, control all the mental behaviors that make me ill. Doing that for all sentient beings. Controlling the larger world, controlling the use of fossil fuels, controlling terrorism, hatred, the need for power, greed, bringing all these things that are destroying our environment into control, destroying our political situation, all this greed and mostly ignorance. Bringing all these things under control. Controlling with love and wisdom, not force. Love is force. I've been forgetting to say, and then we get the circles. So outside the white circle is a row of Upala flowers, blue Upala flowers. It's as wide as the length of my body. And then you get the red, green, the yellow orb of light. And then outside that is more flowers. And then there's a red orb of light now. Looks like we're inside. It's light. Like you would see a rainbow in the sky. So we have white, yellow, red. I'm tardy too. Magnetizing goodness, virtue, wisdom, patience, effort, these things. in recognizing the red lights, bringing control, maybe control of finances, whatever is needed to bring peace and sanity to this planet and enlightenment in our minds, the minds of ourselves and all sentient beings. And then the red light rays change to blue, endowing me with the power and energy to deceive all the wrathful activities, destroying all the obstacles, destroying all the wrong views, destroying all the illnesses. And this goes and creates a blue circle outside of the red one. So as we recite the mantra, we just feel the power of this, destroying all these obstacles within our own minds and bodies, and then going out to everyone we know and then to all sentient beings. And then the blue light rays emanating from the tongue in our heart transform into green. And these endow me with the power and all sentient beings to achieve all enlightened activities. So we can imagine bringing us the power of the six perfections, union of bliss and emptiness, total experience of divine pride and clear appearance, recognizing the Dharmakaya at the time of death, moment by moment mindfulness of emptiness, divine pride, just simple kindness, love, compassion, for ourselves, for all beings. And then on a bigger scale, the activities of spreading the Dharma, fundraising the funds for all the sincere beings, not only just Dharma centers, but all the NGOs making the world a better place. They get all the activities and human resources they need. The political world, they're guided with inner wisdom, activities of creating alternative technologies that work, and political systems and put them into place, and economics, all these things we need now. Seeing all those activities from the most minute, simple kindness in my own heart going out to the grand, huge schemes. All the activities, getting the vaccine to those who need it, vaccinate this whole world with healthy vaccines. End all the bickering about the vaccines. Make it all available so that everyone can be healthy. And wisdom. Most of all, we need wisdom. And then the next color comes. I've seen it either brown or maroon or lavender, your choice. Whichever makes the mind feel stable. So this is the stabilizing all these powers and activities of peace, increase, control, wrath, activities of becoming very stable, our mind becoming very stable, emotions becoming stable, other people we know need stability, finding the stability, stability in the pandemic, stability everywhere, stability. And as you focus on the stability of the final outside one, also, if you can also just notice, feel the presence of all the others, white, yellow, red, green, white, yellow, red, blue, green. So that the whole visualization becomes stable. Most importantly, divine pride and clear appearance of Aryatara. All these six circles are egg-shaped, very hard and strong, even though they're made of light. They cannot be destroyed even by the winds or the fires at the end of existence. And as we recall, the space between them is filled with fresh blue upala flowers, the same flower that Tara holds. They're making a final kind of affirmation. Remembering your motivation, your affirmation from the beginning, what you're praying for yourself and all sentient beings. And have confidence. The power of the blessings, the power of holy objects, the power of our intention and prayer, and the interdependent arising of it all. We close with the recitation of the 100-syllable mantra. To complete. Om Bhamasafa Samaya Manapalaya Bhamasafa Dina Patita Didame Bhava Sutoshaya Me Bhava Supashaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sarvasiddhi Me Parayasa Sarvakarma Suchame Sitam Shriyam Kuru Ahaho Bhagavan Sarvachata Gata Padmamami Mutsa Bhava Bhava Mahasamaya Safa Ahum Pei. Whatever mistakes I've made because of not knowing or lacking ability or not finding the proper materials, please be patient with these. Again, we imagine all the offerings. Imagine as vast a space we're offering to the Mother Tara, to ourselves, Mother Tara, for the one in front of you. Om to the supremely noble goddess. I offer actual and imaginary substances, water for drinking and bathing, flowers, incense, lights and perfume, body, food and music, the outer, inner, secret and suchness offerings, the pleasures of the five senses, auspicious symbols, all the prosperity and magnificence of gods and humans, Samantabhadra's oceans of offering clouds. Recite the praises together. All the wisdom, compassion, and activities of the Buddhas appear in the form of the extremely beautiful goddess to the one who is brilliantly white, who holds an Upala flower in her hand, and who bestows longevity and supreme attainments to sentient beings. I bow. Since mother sentient beings are unaware that they themselves are the Dharmakaya, their minds are navigated by afflictive emotions as they wander adrift through cyclic existence. Mother goddess, please protect them. Dharma has not yet arisen from the depths of some beings' hearts. By adhering to mundane words, they are deceived by erroneous philosophies. Authentic mother goddess, please protect them. Having seen the nature of mind itself, so difficult to recognize, some still do not habituate it, but remain distracted by negative activities. Mindful Mother Goddess, please protect them. Regardless of what they do, some remain shackled by their habitual pattern of dualist grasping at the self-arising mind of non-dual wisdom. Goddess of the mind of non-duality, please protect them. Although they dwell in the absolute truth, some are ignorant of the interdependence of cause and effect and confused by the meaning of that which should be understood. Omniscient Mother Goddess, please protect them. Certain individuals do not yet comprehend that by possessing an innate space like nature, free of mental concepts, all phenomena are inseparable from space. Perfectly enlightened Mother, please protect them. And then the dissolution from the syllable, Tom at my heart, light rays radiate. Out into as far as we can imagine. So then these lights come back. And when they reach the outer circle, it dissolves. Into the green one, which dissolves into the blue one, into the red, the yellow, the white, and into me. I dissolve into the wheel at the heart. Dissolves first the outer rim of mantras, the next rim of mantras, the next down to the tare tu tare ture, so high around the heart. That so the wheel completely dissolves into the tam, which is on a white moon, on a white lotus. The lotus into the moon into the tam. And the tam gradually dissolves through the visions to the Dharmakaya. The wind of bliss cognizing its own emptiness. And instantly I rise again as the Lady Tara, the crown Om, throat Ah, heart Hum, as I get up to do the daily actions, making a strong determination to remember as much as possible clear appearance and divine pride, whatever I do. Go down to the dedication. With the merit collected by this practice, may I quickly attain the state of the wish-fulfilling Arya Tara. May I lead all living beings without exception to her state of enlightenment. When the signs of untimely death appear, by instantly seeing the form of the wish-fulfilling wheel, the power of the Lord of Death is eliminated. May I swiftly attain the state of a knowledge holder of immortality. To the roots of merit accumulated by this meditation, recitation, praises, and offerings to the Venerable Tara, may all obstacles, interferences, evils, and disturbances be pacified, and may I enjoy the glory of immortality. By merely seeing your body, hearing your speech, remembering you, all signs of untimely death are destroyed. In all my lifetimes, may I be guided by the Venerable Tara. May I be able to enjoy the Holy Dharma. May I swiftly attain the activities of peace, increase, power, wrath, the eight cities, and so forth. May I quickly attain the common and supreme attainments, and may all my hopes and wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. May the precious bodhicitta, who has not arisen, arise and grow, and that which has arisen, may it stay with us and radiate out forevermore. Dedicating for the long lives of our gurus, the success of the Dharma centers, and all success everywhere, remembering the blessings of the gurus, the dependent arising, my pure prayer, all together, making this a most auspicious occasion. So thank you. If you have questions, you can send them as an email and Steph can get them. Maybe Steph, you need to say, and I'll address them in the afternoon session. We have a few more housekeeping things to do this afternoon that I'll tell you about.